Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to another weekend, and what a week it was. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. And that's right, those magical words that come around once or twice a year are back. That's free dining. The free dining discount was released earlier this week, and if you want to get your hands on some free food down at Walt Disney World for the fall, of course, select dates, select resorts, and blackouts do apply. But just drop by themagicforless.com today to check out the details of this offer. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and an agent will get back to you right away to check the availability of the free dining offer. And also, there's some room offers out there as well. It's called Enchanted Escapes. So either way, that agent's going to work hard to save you money on the most magical Disney vacation ever. Work with an expert. Work with one of the great agents over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise.advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1164 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Whew. Glad we made it through this week, boy. It's been a fun one. It's been a busy one. But what better way to kind of wrap up things than talk Disney? And you know what? The weekends when you go out and have a good meal with your friends and family, we're going to be talking Disney dining today. But notice there was not a little word in there with four letters that has two E's on the end. Nope, we're just talking dining today. Just, you know, it's a coincidence that it had to pop up this week. Anyway, joining me today, and we are not any more rested than we were on Wednesday. I think we've been up the entire time since we recorded the Wednesday show. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Ricky, let's try harder today. What's going on?
Oh, nobody said anything about trying harder. Oh, I'm disappointed.
Wednesday was a train wreck. Let's try to do better today.
Oh, I can't promise anything. Let's just be honest.
We'll see where it goes. Maybe it'll go down to Cuba. Who knows? All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. It's your friend and mine, Pam Forrester. Happy Friday, Pam. What's up?
Happy Friday. I'm excited that it's the weekend. I can, you know, see a little break in sight here, which is good. We're actually going to be doing a little, not a staycation because we're not staying at home, but we're not traveling that far away. And we are going to, not New York City, but to New York to visit one of our favorite breweries and then up to Erie for the weekend to kind of see what's going on there. So it feels like I'm going somewhere. It's not that far from us, but it feels like I'm going somewhere other than home. So
you guys are really close. Looking forward to that. Pittsburgh, though, is really close to Lake Erie, right? Is that the closest Great Lake to you guys?
Yeah, it's like 2 hours from where we live. We live north of Pittsburgh, but yeah, it's about 2 hours from us. So, and it's a beautiful, that Presque Isle State Park is there. So it has some lovely places to visit, but yeah, it does kind of feel almost ocean-like, although the beach is a little different, but you know, we'll see. I haven't been there in a little bit, so trying to, again, you know how when you live someplace, you don't often discover the places where you live? Well, this is our attempt at, you know, doing that more often. So you know,
I've never been to Branson, Missouri. I live in Missouri. I've never been to Branson. Ricky, can
you
believe
should
that?
Go.
I know.
I've been to Branson a few times. I actually went my senior year of high school on like a choir trip. Was fun.
You are a party animal, Ricky.
Right. I was going to say, like, my grandma, she
go down there and eat dinner at 4 o'clock with everybody else, boy.
No, our choir. Now, it wasn't us because we weren't the good group. But some of the people in my choir class got to perform at, I think it was Dixie Stampede. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something, I guess.
We went to Silver Dollar City. Imagine.
Actually,
high schoolers at Silver Dollar
City, what,
that nothing can go well.
Matt Parrish he's trying, because Matt's from Springfield, which is close to, Matt from Wedway Radio is from
right.
Springfield, which is close to Branson. And I believe they have season passes to Silver Dollar City. And he, no kidding, keeps trying to get me to go down there because he
it's
says
so awesome.
That it reminds him of what Walt Disney was in the, well, or sorry, not Walt, what Disneyland was in the 50s and 60s. He says it has that feel. You know, it's kind of like a family-owned theme park that's very homey and not on a grand scale, but this very, you know, family-centered. He says, I need to experience this. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. You totally should give it a shot. It's really great. It's been, there's actually, you can actually do a cave tour. They have like caves.
Oh, yeah, Fantastic Caverns, right? I've seen the Jeep signs where you drive a Jeep through. That'd be awesome.
No. That's different. This is like a walkthrough cave. Like, this is one of the, like, there's an actual cave that you can walk through. I mean, they do tours.
Right,
so
cool.
At the theme park. It's in the theme park.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of like Tom Sawyer Island, but for real.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to the Disney talk. So, of course, you know, we were talking on Wednesday that we are tired because it's been a crazy week. I think everybody's worn out in the Disney community because it's kind of that week that, you know, besides, well, you know, for Disney fans, this may be Christmas, New Year's, and, you know, Flag Day all wrapped up into one. It's free dining week. You know, so people have been getting crazy about traveling down in the fall and winter for, you know, some free food for select dates. And, of course, the agents over at the Magic for Less have been working very hard to get their guests everything they can on this offer. And also, what everybody needs at this point of the year is an Enchanted Escape. I love the name of that special. I like getting that one just because it's called Enchanted Escape. That's what I need right about now. But irregardless, we're going to talk about some of the best one-table service credit meals at Walt Disney World. So when you get that Disney dining plan, you know, you have meals that are one table service credit, and then you have the signature meals, which cost two table service credits per person per experience. But we're going to talk about those places where you can only use one table service credit, but really get a lot of bang for your buck. All right, Ricky, so we'll start with you. So where's one place that you would go, you can't do signature, and you're looking to get the best value out of those dining plan credits, whether you're buying the dining plan or it's included as part of your package for free, where are you going to get a good value?
So I'm going to cheat first off.
That took 5 minutes.
Already?
I know.
Here's one and you're already cheating?
I'm totally cheating. And then I'll throw out we'll just go to the cheating part first. Okay. So any dinner that you can have that has a character is a good value because almost all character meals are one table service credit. Because those are already inflated in price because you get the characters with them. So, because of that, you're going to get the best bang for your buck if you go to a character meal. Now, I'm going to give you my suggestion on which character meal I think is the best bang for your buck. Maybe not best food, but at least it's the best bang for your buck in general because it's so popular. And that's Chef Mickey's. The food, I think, is okay. Of course, Chef Mickey's has a, you know, soft place in my heart because that's where I got engaged. But there, you get the Fab Five there, and that's, I think, the big draw. You know, you're going to get Mickey, and you're going to get Minnie, and you're going to get Goofy, and you're going to get Pluto, and you're going to get Donald. So you're going to get the Fab Five. And, you know, you're going to get a decent meal while you're doing it too. So, my number one, like, character meal, if you're going to try to go there is to get Chef Mickey's. Plus they have the Mickey Mouse dome desserts. And those are my favorite things ever. So I absolutely love those and I could fill up just on those and that would be enough for me.
I've never had dinner at Chef Mickey's. Now, we've had probably 5 or 6 breakfasts at Chef Mickey's. We always go there for breakfast. Not always, but we used to go there all the time for breakfast. But I will say, kind of piggybacking on yours, is that if you have girls that are into princesses and you don't want to have to go to Cinderella's Royal Table, which is two credits, mm-hmm. you know, it's a signature dining experience, go to Akershus in Norway. That is a great value on the dining plan. And it's, you know, you don't see, here's the thing. I think when you've never been to Akershus, I think you see the exterior of the restaurant and it blends in really well with the Norway pavilion. You know, it doesn't look like,
right?
I mean, yeah, it looks kind of neat, but it's kind of, understated, you know, it's there. It's like a facade. But when you go inside this place, it does look like you're inside of a castle. It really is more of an interior, amazing design than an exterior. So when you get in there, you have, you know, almost like indoor turrets and kind of things like that. You have the banners like they would have in a castle. It is very, very well themed, and I love the food. Now, the food's kind of different, so you got to be aware of that, but that's another place that I, you know, because when you have, like, girls that are maybe, you know, between, like, five and, like, 10, you know, and they want to go to Cinderella's Royal Table, you know, they don't understand the value of a buck. And when you're on the dining plan, you could still meet princesses and go into a castle and not have to go to the signature route. So that's what I would do. Say Akershus over at Epcot.
Norway.
Yeah. So my Apple Watch just went off. I had to see who just completed their circles. All right, Pam.
It's not me. No, I can tell you that.
It was you. So. It was Joe Laszlo. All right. So go, Pam, where would you go? Good job, Joe.
So I'm going to stick with the whole vibe of doing character meals, but I'm going to go ahead and go over to Animal Kingdom, where you can go to Tusker House. And the reason why, first of all, this is a great option is it's a fairly expensive meal. You get to meet the characters. You get to have lots of great food over there. They have some interesting choices and, of course, choices for the not-so-adventurous eater. But then one of the other things that you can do is you can use the Rivers of Light dining package.
Yes.
Reserve with that. And so it's like you're getting, like, a quadruple bang for your buck here.
Yes.
You get to see characters. It's all you can eat. And you get to see Rivers of Light without using a fast pass and sit in a reserve seating area. So this is a great choice. I think it's something that works for a lot of people. And the other thing is you can do lunch or dinner with the dining package. So whatever works better for you. But it's always a great choice for the one table service credit.
And you know what? I think people are going to be looking to kind of expand their horizons now when it comes to Animal Kingdom dining. Because for the most part, you know, as I'm just speaking personally, that's all I can talk from. But you know, for us, we'd always be out of Animal Kingdom, you know, over the past 10 years by, you know, maybe after lunchtime. So we'd grab a breakfast on the way to the park. We'd go to Flame Tree or maybe go to Yak and Yeti counter service, maybe sit down at Yak and Yeti, and we were out of there. But I think you're making a good, and we've actually done the Tusker House character breakfast too, just because I got way late in the game and I didn't have any ADRs. I kind of put them off. And that's a place you can usually find an ADR, and it's a good meal and it's a character meal and it's, you know, it's just, it can bail you out of a lot of situations with your kids. If all of a sudden you don't have ADRs, you need a character meal. That's what happened with me. And it was fun. But don't you agree, Pam? I think a lot of people are going to kind of have to, you know, really rethink how they dine at Animal Kingdom, because you may be there from morning to noon to night now.
I agree. I mean, you know, it's going to be quite a change in the way that people tour. And I think that now Animal Kingdom can handle that. You know, they brought some other dining locations online, and I think that was what was really needed for there. I still think maybe they could use another one, but I think they're probably waiting to see how this all shakes out, how it changes people's touring. But with, you know, we've talked about a few times just how much we really enjoy the evening activities at Animal Kingdom. And I think that that's just going to continue now with the opening of Pandora. So it is. People are going to have the opportunity to dine in some of these locations that they may not have dined at before. And Tusker House being the only character meal there is a great option.
You can't dine with a Banshee yet or a Na'vi. That'll be coming. That'll be coming.
No. Yeah, right. And you'll have to eat Na'vi food.
You could dine with a Na'vi or a Roadie. You know, one of the two.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what?
I hear they do the banshee thing. Like, instead of doing the airplane, like at 50s when you don't eat, they do, like, the banshee.
That's awesome.
Food in your mouth.
No, it's, here's what it is. You know, it's a special hard-ticketed event. It's called Dine with a Banshee, Navi, or Roadie. There you go. Disney, I'm telling you, we've been giving you these things for 9 years.
Cut it out. Picture me doing the hand gesture.
Yeah, Joey. All right, good job. We're full of something, not full house. All right, next up, we have Ohana. Ohana is a great one table service credit meal. I mean, where can you stuff your face full of various meats and carbs, and it's got a great location? I always say, make an excuse to get over to the Polynesian Village Resort. One, now, we got a new excuse to get over there. Our good friend Security Steve Hood, is working at the Polynesian. You got to get a selfie with Security Steve. He'll put it on his Instagram, WDW Security Steve. And not only that, but the Polynesian is just, it's so themed, and it's such an essential part of a Walt Disney World vacation for me. It makes me feel like I'm in Polynesia, maybe giving the shaka sign to George out in Hawaii. But Ohana's just got solid food. Now, the thing is, you got to get your ADR early for this when you're not going to roll in. You see a lot of people waiting outside, even with ADRs, waiting to get in. They're just dying because you got to go there hungry. If you go there and you're like, eh, I might have a couple bites. No, you can't do that at Ohana. You got to roll in ready to tear it up because it's such good food, such great sides. Even the desserts are to die for over there. So that's one of those places that, you know, there's always been places like, oh, why don't they go 2 table service credits on those? Not that I want them to, but I try to think like Disney's got to be thinking that. Like, it's that popular. But it hasn't. Of course, like Le Cellier kind of went that way a few years back. All right. So, Ricky, what else do you have?
So, next I'm going to go to Disney's Wilderness Lodge, and I am going to go to Whispering Canyon Cafe. Not only do you get the experience of, you know, dining at Whispering Canyon, where you have to make sure that you ask for ketchup and take part in the pony races and, you know, ask for a large soda and, you know, all this stuff, because it's oh so fun to get to experience all that. And I have had some of the most memorable experiences at Whispering Canyon as well, especially seeing Steve and Brian doing I'm a Little Teapot, which will always live in my memory. I wonder if they can repeat that while they're while we're down there in May. But you know, the best thing about Whispering Canyon too is that the food is actually really, really good there. And if you're on the dining plan, this is like a huge, super awesome value, because you can get their bottomless milkshakes as a drink, and then get your food, and then get a dessert on top of that. So it's like super, like, sugar overload, but it's so awesome. So
wait, they don't count the shake as your dessert? Because I know they do that at 50s prime time sometimes. Like, that's your dessert if you get a shake.
It is, as far as I know, it is considered a drink.
Oh, God, that's a lot. Man, I cannot even imagine. Because one thing about Whispering Canyon, and it's like Ohana, it's heavy food for the most part. Like, heavy food. And if you're going in the summer and then you're drinking a milkshake with it, Ricky, you're trying to kill yourself. I mean, come on now. Like, oh, that's painful.
It's a lot of food, but I think it's totally worth it if you're on the dining plan. Hello. So get the milkshake. That's all you can drink, and bottomless, and then get dessert, and then get a, you know, giant skillet, because that's all you can eat too. So
yeah, I'm just picturing that. Just
it's a lot of food.
And just don't stop walking or running for the next 3 days for what you just
exactly
ate. That is crazy. All right, Pam, what do you got? Give us another good value on the dining plan, one table service credit.
So I'm going to take everyone over to the beautiful Port Orleans Riverside Resort, where we're going to have dinner at Boatwright's. And it actually is a good location to go ahead and use that table service credit, because they have some great entrees. You know, first of all, I know that a lot of folks look for a location that has steak. Well, they have it there. They have a prime rib, a General Fulton's prime rib there, which is seasoned with a hint of coffee. And if you've ever had a steak that has a little bit of seasoning that has coffee in it, you know that this is a great complement to steak. So I love when they do this. But they also have a lot of other entrees that are interesting. And that's something that I look for when I'm looking for a spot to use my table service credit. They have Cajun Bayou Catfish, which is awesome. They have a Louisiana Lugger, which is a sweet tea brined pork chop, and it's served with a savory cornbread pudding and topped with tomato jam. Now, that sounds really good. They also have, ready for this, Mike, Voodoo Chicken, which is crispy battered chicken breast, and it's served with a fluffy golden waffle, and it's topped with maple bacon gravy. Hello.
Heck yeah. My Taco Bell is usually Voodoo Taco Bell, but I'm not going to talk about that. Yeah.
That sounds like it's up your alley. So anyways, they also have Turbo Dog barbecued ribs, which sound great too. Crawfish mac and you can add crawfish mac and cheese,
yes,
to an entree. Hello, that's a perfect side.
Now we know why Yeehaw Bob's always so happy. He's eating at Boat Rides. That's the secret,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But they also have some Southern items like a Jackson Square etouffee and a shrimp and grits. So those are all great, great choices. But the other thing is that, so when I'm using my table service credit, what I want to find is some place that has interesting entrees, but I also want them to have good desserts, right? Because mm-hmm. that's part of the whole dining plan, is that you get to have that dessert.
No, wait, you have to have that dessert. Get it right. I mean,
yes.
They require you, because they give you the credit, you must have a dessert.
That's right. So some of the things they have: a red velvet cheesecake. Hello. Fulton's mm-hmm. chocolate cake, banana pudding, another Southern favorite. They have some seasonal sorbets, but they have Bourbon Street pecan pie. Ooh, again, ooh, a great Southern tradition there. And a joie de vivre peanut butter mousse cake. Hello. So the joy of life peanut butter mousse cake. I mean, what a better name for that. So anyways, Boat Rights is just fun to go to. And the fact that you can walk around Riverside after you're done, I think is a big plus too. So great choice there at Boat Rights.
Good stuff. And it kind of gets you outside your comfort zone, because most people don't get that, you know, kind of Creole, Southern, like Louisiana type food very often. But I think, you know, one of the things people say about Disney food is that it doesn't have a lot of different flavors. It's kind of bland, not bland, but it's not as like spicy, because they're kind of going middle of the road to please as many people as possible. We're at Boat Rights, and I've never been there. We tried that one night, the night during Marathon Weekend. We're like, there's eight tables open. Why can't we get in? They didn't have enough servers that night because it was swamped, but
we would have bussed our own table. We totally
offered. Yes. We said, you know, we don't need waiters. Just, you know, we'll go back in the kitchen and just, you know, hold out a plate. Just put it on there. But anyway, yeah,
right?
That is actually on my list to go to. It sounds very interesting, and it sounds like a lot of things that have flavors that would have some kick to them and would be interesting. I really want to get over there.
Yeah.
All right. So my next one is, believe it or not, Be Our Guest restaurant. One table service
yes.
credit.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this is like one of the hottest restaurants going at Walt Disney World. You get to dine inside of the movie. And I think especially now, with as popular as the live action Beauty and the Beast was over the past, you know, few months, that this is one of those experiences that, you know, maybe your kids or you especially enjoyed the movie and you remember it from when you were a kid. I mean, this is as close as you can get from dining inside of a movie set. And the food there is really good. They have a great steak, another really good option. And they have really good desserts too. They have a strawberry shortcake cupcake. I always have to say that right. It is like eating perfect air. It is so light, so fluffy, tastes so good, and just lots of interesting items. But I mean, as far as atmosphere, it kind of reminds me, it's like on par to me with Sci-Fi Drive-In, which the food's way better at Be Our Guest. But Sci-Fi takes you to a different time and place. It's like you're at night, you're in a drive-in theater. The theming of that restaurant is incredible, but Be Our Guest is the same way, but it has real food and it's fancier and has really good food. So don't discount Be Our Guest, and I think a lot of people may assume that it's two table service credits just because of its popularity, but you know, that's a good value on the dining plan. All right, Ricky, mm-hmm. go with one more. What do you say?
You know, there's one that I think I'm kind of going back and forth between, but I really think that it's probably a really good option for those who are on the dining plan. And that is going to be Chefs de France at the France Pavilion at Epcot. And the reason I say this is because it's, like you said, you think it's going to be more than one table service credit because of how fancy the food is. And it's not. You know, with it being French, you know, you think, oh, that's going to be so fancy. But, you know, it's really not super fancy. It's got, you know, things like French onion soup, you know, beef tenderloin, roasted duck. So you've got really great hearty meals there. Of course, you probably wouldn't want to eat there in the middle of the summer. But you know, in the not so hot months when you don't mind, you know, walking around with a full belly, this is a great choice. You know, I did the beef bourguignon, which was so amazingly good. Then they have desserts too, which, you know, they have, of course, they have creme brulee and they have sorbets and they have a meringue basket and apple tarts and stuff like that. So, they have a lot of really great choices, for guests to choose from. And I think it's really good food. And like I said, a lot of people think because it's kind of, you know, it's French, it's kind of fancy, that it would be a 2-table service credit, and it's not.
Oui, oui. You know what? Hang on. Our Facebook Live is on fire tonight. First of all, my good buddy Scott up in Michigan, up in the Mitten, as they call it. I don't know if you know that, but the Michigan's called the Mitten. I found that out a couple weeks ago. But he's saying that, you know, Chefs de France, that the dining plan's the way to go because they don't accept tables in Wonderland. So
true, because when I went there for my birthday last year, they did not accept tables in Wonderland at all, and I was quite sad about that. So
okay. Too bad your birthday. We don't care.
Exactly.
Justin has a very important question. Can you get a shake with your breakfast at Wilderness Lodge as part of the dining plan? I don't think you could. Do they make shakes in the morning? A protein shake, maybe?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Do you need a shake with breakfast?
You don't need a shake with dinner get dessert. But, I mean, you know, why not?
That's very true. And then Justin also says he enjoys Rose and Crown as a good value for a 1-table service meal because you can combine a good meal with the Illuminations viewing outside if you get the ADR at the right time. So it's kind of like dinner or show for one credit. Yeah, good stuff. All right, Pam, give us one more. What do you got?
So I'm going to head over to the Contemporary and go to The Wave. And I think that the food at The Wave has really steadily improved since it first opened. And it has some great choices for dinner. It has, again, I'll mention that it does have a grilled beef tenderloin, which we know folks are always looking for. And, you know, people love to order that when they're on the dining plan, but they also have a grilled ribeye, which is served with a smoked Tillamook mac and cheese. So that may be a good option for folks. It sounds a little reminiscent of the famous Jico and mac and cheese entree. But then they also have some other great things. They have a potato gnocchi. They have seared sea scallops.
Look at that. I don't have the menu in front of me. I'm just playing a game. Guess what Pam's trying to say.
I know, right?
By
next week we'll be recovered and we'll be able to speak like normal folks. But anyways, a roasted Joyce Farms chicken breast and pork chops and a tamari noodle bowl. So again, they have some really great choices there. And the thing about The Wave is they really try to kind of do a farm to table kind of thing. They try to use fresh ingredients like so many of the table service restaurants at Disney World do. But this is really part of their mission at The Wave to make sure that this happens. And I know that they use local produce whenever it's available. And the other thing is The Wave also has some great desserts. We have a Bananas Foster, a chocolate peanut butter cake, a deconstructed key lime pie, apple cobbler, some panna cotta, and an artisanal cheese selection. So again, The Wave is often overlooked, and the great thing about it is you can frequently get reservations there kind of last minute as far as Disney goes in terms of how far in advance people make reservations. It's right there on the ground floor of the Contemporary, and it's really just a short monorail ride away from the Magic Kingdom or an even shorter walk over from the Magic Kingdom. So we end up eating here frequently because, you know, we don't plan at all. So
That's true. It has to be
someplace we eat. And again, while this is probably is not what I'd use my table service credit for because it wouldn't be a great use of it for breakfast, but their breakfast is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Has been. They have really some great options. They typically have a key lime hollandaise sauce on the Eggs Benedict, which is really good. So great stuff over there at The Wave. You should check it out.
All right, so Scott's got another good one in the Facebook Live chat. Boma for dinner, because that one is expensive. And it's good food.
It is
some of the best food.
Expensive.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I had shock when I got the bill last time.
I know. Although we were there for New Year's Eve, too. So I think there was enough charge on that as well. So that made it even worse.
I was like, is this my hotel bill or is this my meal? Is this my check for the meal?
No discount on this either? Oh, good night.
As you recall, this was a good example of our not planning.
Yes, this was.
We got this one, like, what, a couple weeks before New Year's Eve, and then we were like, oh, shoot, thank goodness we have something. So,
We're dropping a small fortune on dinner. Well, yeah. Okay.
My stay at the boardwalk for three nights was cheaper than that meal. I'm just saying. So let's throw in real quick, look at the list, because we have the list in front of us of some of the meals that are one table service credit. I'm going to throw in some sleeper picks. Here's a sleeper pick for me. Morimoto Asia at lunch, because it's only one table service credit at lunch. At dinner, it's signature. But this is an opportunity to get into a very hot, trendy, and beautiful restaurant on the inside and have some really good... what's that called? You know, it's like Asian fusion, or is that what it's called, Pam? The style of food there. So, you know, and I enjoyed a lot of sushi, different kinds of, like, I tried all this stuff, but there were like little chickens kind of on kebabs, like on sticks. I don't know what they were. They're like all samples, but you know, everything I liked, I didn't know what it was called, but everything there I enjoyed, and I had all kinds of sushi.
And this
that
is who
night.
We send to media events. Yeah,
no. I know. I took a bunch of pictures. I don't know what it's called. It was all good.
Hey, on a stick.
Was it a whole little chicken?
No, it was like little drummies. They were like little pieces, like kind of like nuggets on a stick. I don't know. They're really good.
I feel better that it wasn't a whole little chicken, I'm going to say.
I had a lot of them, let me just say. But they lost money on me. But, you know, that's one of those times where, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, getting into a place where you don't want to do signature because you think it's a waste to use two table service credits, go there for lunch and you get the experience. Of course, not the exact same menu, but you're still getting 90% of that experience, really good food, and you're saving, you're being frugal with your credits. So that's one of my sleeper picks. Another one that I'm going to wrap up with and ask you guys to give me, you know, one more each sleeper pick. I would say 1900 Park Fair, getting back to the characters over at the Grand Floridian. Another one, if you pay out of pocket, kind of has some sticker shock to it. It's pretty expensive. And, you know, for one table service credit, you get to meet the stepsisters, the stepmother, whoever that is, the prince and Cinderella.
Lady Tremaine.
I don't watch the movies, you know, but hey, you're in the Grand Floridian too. It's Heidi Flighty and you're getting it for one table service credit. So you can't beat that. And the food is actually a step up from Chef Mickey's, I think. They have some options that are a little fancier in this one section of the buffet. I think they even had sushi there on the buffet. I want to say they did.
They did.
I felt bad taking the sushi. We looked so bad that day when we went there. I was like, I'm not allowed
to
take sushi.
That this summer.
It was terrible. I was like, I can't even take sushi. I'm a mess. But I felt guilty being in there the whole time with all the royalty. But I felt like Cinderella in the, you know, when she was scrubbing the floors. That's kind of how I looked.
That's right. So. I'm surprised we didn't get asked to scrub the floor.
I'm surprised. I'm not kidding. All right, Ricky, give us one more sleeper pick before we get out of here.
So my sleeper pick is going to be Mama Melrose. And the reason for this one is that they have good food overall. You know, it's better than something like Tony's Town Square. But I think that what makes this one different is that this one you can get the Fantasmic dinner package with. So kind of like Pam was talking about Tiffin's on the brain. Tusker House with the dining package for Rivers of Light. With this one, you can get the dining package for Fantasmic. So I think that it's a really good deal in the sense of you get, you know, dinner and a show for your one table service credit.
Good stuff. And they have really good food. I like, you know what, Mama Melrose is a good value if you're paying out of pocket too, because it's not real expensive. You know,
true,
if you're looking just monetarily,
yeah,
that's one I like to go to.
I think a lot of Hollywood studios is like table service restaurants are still pretty moderate in price. Mm-hmm. Like they're not like ridiculous. So, you know, I mean, that's actually why I prefer to eat a table service meal at Hollywood studios for my main meal instead of like eating lunch at Hollywood studios. Cause man, their lunch options are kind of
well that
poor,
I mean counter so. Service there's hardly any. You got Backlot Express. I mean, what else?
Exactly.
You,
you got ABC Commissary, blech,
commissary.
And
yeah.
Backlot Express, blech. And
I like I like Backlot Express. Back off. They have chicken and waffles.
Sunset Market, blech. So, and you got Pizza Planet, which most people, other people think are black, but
it's Pizza Rizzo. Good job.
I'm sorry. It will always be Pizza Planet. It will always be Pizza Planet. So,
nice.
Yeah. You got pizza by a rat.
Scott is making his ADRs as we speak. So Pam, give Scott one last sleeper pick so that he uses his table service credits wisely, whether they're free or he's paying for them.
I'm going to go ahead and suggest the Grand Floridian Cafe. They have some good choices over there. It is the one table service restaurant, well, besides the character meal, that is not a signature restaurant at the Grand Floridian. But they have some interesting options. They have a miso glazed salmon, and they have a Kobe burger, which sounds really good. I feel like Steve's had that before. But again, they have shrimp and grits and an artisan made spinach ricotta ravioli, and then chicken breast and of course some steaks. And those all sound great. And I think that you'll be happy with those. But the other thing is they also have some great desserts too. Like a chocolate fondue and a mocha pot de creme and a fresh berry tart. So again, some interesting choices there, which I think is necessary for desserts when you have the dining plan. But the other thing is you'll be at the lovely Grand Floridian and you'll get to hear the musicians play in the evening. And it's just kind of an experience when you're over there. So make sure you go ahead and check out the resort if you aren't staying there. They have a lovely beach area and you can see the Magic Kingdom from that spot. And it's just a great place to check out in the evening.
All right. Well, that about does it for our best picks for one table service meals around Walt Disney World. We hope that we gave you some ideas for your next set of ADRs. But hey, this is where it continues. This is where it's great to have a community all pulling together. Drop by our Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We're going to have a post up there here for your Friday. Carry it through the weekend. Share your one best value as far as a single table service credit meal done at Walt Disney World. And collectively, we can all help each other plan better Walt Disney World vacations. So again, today's show brought to you by the great agents over at the Magic for Less. If you're looking to plan your next Disney adventure, whether it's Disney Cruise Line, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, even Adventures by Disney, give the agents over at the Magic for Less a shot. They're experts, they're passionate about what they do, and nothing makes them happier than getting a guest a great discount, getting them the best Disney vacation possible at the lowest cost. And that's what they do each and every day. So I just encourage you to give them a shout. Drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great information. Click on the specials tab. It'll tell you what's going on, how you can save money, what dates might work better for you. If you're looking to save money, maybe you're still looking for free dining. You can see when those blackout dates are. You can see when you got to check in. There's certain dates you got to check in. And all that information's there. While you're there, fill out the free no obligation quote, and an agent will get back to you right away. And you're going to be working side by side, right hand in hand, together to plan a great Disney vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. We're also brought to you by Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise.advisors.com/drew.baker. Do continue to use that Amazon affiliate link. We appreciate that so very much. It really does help support the show, pay for the bandwidth, the hosting costs, and all that good stuff. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon before you make any online purchases. Costs you exactly the same. You can use your Amazon Prime account, no problem. We just get a little bit of a benefit from Amazon each time you use that link. Again, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon for all of your online shopping. Please give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And again, drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Make sure you do if you want to get out there and really support a great cause. All of our lizards, we're asking to rally together for the Ship to Shore Challenge. If you're cruising with us, you're going to get to do that on the Be Our Guest Podcast cruise, but most of us obviously are not cruising with us, so you can get in on the virtual fun as well. Do 2 5Ks and support the great folks down at Give Kids the World. We have the link on our Facebook page, and you can get more information. We encourage you to sign up and help the folks at Give Kids the World. We really, really appreciate that. All right, well, it's time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for checking in as always. This weekend, while you're listening to the show, if you would, share the show. You know, your podcast player right there probably has a share button. If you wouldn't mind, share it out on Twitter and Facebook and all the social media that you are listening to the show, and maybe some new folks will drop in and make our community even better than it is, which is hard to imagine because we have the best because of you guys. We appreciate you all so much. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.